was just after I went and looked at that quote, I was just scanning through Bhakti Sandarbha, other things that Jiva Goswami says, and then not far down the road from that one, it's all in the category of accepting a spiritual master. He says this very interesting thing. He says that after talking about, you know, serving guru, and he says one should, he says one may also serve Vaishnavas. Well, I'm just paraphrasing now. One should also serve Vaishnavas as long as it is instructed by the spiritual master, but one should not serve Vaishnavas that obstruct service. I already broke my Jagannath said. But one should not serve Vaishnavas if it obstructs service to the spiritual master. I found to be quite interesting, because sometimes, you know, other parties, they quote, and then just following that, he gives another thing. He says, but if the spiritual master is envious of Vaishnavas, etc., etc., then he should be rejected. So that's the quote that sometimes other
that's what they use.
Parties use, but they never mention this one, which is just before it. It's just the previous verses where it says that the association of Vaishnavas should be determined by one's spiritual master, and if it's in some way obstructs service to Guru, then it should not be done. Then there's
but both conditions need to be filled, because
it shouldn't be that the guru is restricting because he's envious, but because he doesn't consider that it's good for the disciple, or in our case good for a mission.
Therefore Prabhupada restricting us from associating with his dogmas.
Not for reasons of philosophy or Siddhanta, but for reasons of preaching and institutional reasons, which it's also his duty of his followers to ensure that that same integrity of Prabhupada's desire is maintained. Really cool. I've never seen it like this.
You want to close these windows?
Huh?
You want to close these windows?
No. I'm sorry, with the door closed. Then there's another verse a little further on. And then he starts elaborating on that, which is is more important than worship of Krishna. And then he goes on to elaborate on that principle. But if yasya prasada bhagavad prasada yasya prasada nagati kutopi, there's a quote also for that Shastra quote, that if Krishna is displeased with you, then the pleasure of spiritual master can protect you. But if Guru is displeased with you, then nagati kutopi, then you have no chance. No one will protect you. And somehow or another, this, which is another sort of factor with many reactive resolutions, that phenomenal tradition of Guru Nishtha is not, we're worried about supporting it, but it appears that the society's worried about supporting it, because who knows what happens if, you know, the guru becomes deviant. And yet, it has to be done. And it can't just be reposed in Prabhupada. That's all right, we just, everyone see Prabhupada like that, and then the others aren't so important. Should be maintained, because it's not a tradition, it's just, it's a formula for how Krishna consciousness works. Gaudiya Vaishnavism didn't work because everyone had faith in Rupa Goswami, and then everything went on okay.
So you're saying the society undermines that principle?
Well, there's a, I say there's a risk, there's a tendency. A sort of a reaction for, or being cautious because of the fall down of gurus. And the fall down of gurus isn't something new, that's also been there. Shastra didn't change its policy, although it may be there more for different reasons. Probably one of them is because there hasn't been spreading of Krishna consciousness on the scale that it's going on now, therefore everything will be sort of magnified. And of course the gurus aren't they're not necessarily so well trained, were so well trained, or even so qualified. But still, there was no alternative, because the Prabhupada established it. And he didn't say anything that, alright, but you should be second class gurus or third class gurus, and be seen in some different way. I think that he didn't say anything because he'd already said everything in his books.
I read something the other night, Madhavananda's Krishna Kathamrita. Bindu. Quoting Sajjana Toshin, said that spiritual master should be the counterpart of Krishna. Interesting word. I want you to be very careful. Except only one who's a counterpart of Krishna. That's what I get. Prabhupada seems to give, you know, like the Jivi issue, Prabhupada seems to give liberal and conservative both preferences for guru.
Hmm. Yeah, he may not be counterpart, but just in the sense of counterpart taken, he may not be Mahabhagavata.
Well, he said, not only did he say he should be counterpart, he should be God sent.
It's interpretable in many ways. But he should become a Mahabhagavata. But because he's not, doesn't mean he should stay like that. You should realize that that's the standard and come up to it.
And he also said, interesting, he also said that he has to be not in need. If he's in need, he said, how can he deliver his dependence if he himself is in need? It's quite an interesting reference.
Well, that's also arguable, or at least they are different, you can have different perspectives. What in need means, you take a minimum definition that you should Krishna Tattva Veta, you should know the tattvas of Krishna, and you should be a pure Vaishnava. You shouldn't be a mixed Vaishnava.
He quoted that verse. Kibanyasi, what is it? Krishna Tattva Veta, Sim Guru Hoya.
It's not unavoidable that there are different levels of instructions for different types of people in Shastra, and the Lord just have to live with that and adjust that. What should I give you, a cold rex, one of those cold pills?
What does that do?
It dries up the cold.
Does it open up the sinuses?
Open it up. Well, it stops you from sniffing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's mild, but it's good. I think I've given it to you before. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll take one.